If you look at at Sky's case and other recent missing child cases, is that they don't have a clear path. That's the problem. In other words, the police may have suspicions or belief, for example, in Sky's case in reference to her mother, but they don't really have apparently enough information to charge anybody. And because they've not found Sky, it makes it much more difficult to really determine the circumstances as to what has happened to her, whether she would be dead or alive.
And every one of these cases seems like they start out quite optimistic that the child may be missing, maybe went over to a friend's house after school, and then it goes from bad to worse. The longer it goes, the less you hear, the worse it is in these cases, isn't it?
Well, that's right, because the vast majority of the 800,000 some odd kids that sort of disappear briefly each year, virtually, you know, a large percentage of them return within a few hours. It's a walk away, it's a runaway, whatever it might be. But it's these cases like your case, and like Kyron Horman in Portland, and this new case in Waterville, Maine, of Ayla Reynolds, where they seem to be stuck. The problem is how do you unstick a case? And it's usually it's just hard work by the detectives unless somebody comes forward and gives them a specific piece of information. And without that piece of information and without finding the child, these cases just sort of hang out there, like Sky's case.
Any advice for parents? I mean, sometimes the parents are involved in the disappearance. Other times, many, many times, they're not. And it turns out to be the tragedy of a lifetime if these kids disappear permanently. But what can you say to parents to keep their kids safe?
There are a number of things. Keep at hand always a complete description of your child, color photographs taken every 6 months, dental records, medical records, even child's fingerprints. Now, this may sound like a lot, but if you have all that stuff available, and maybe even a DNA sample, that if, you know, God forbid your child ends up missing, you at least have a package to give law enforcement. Here's their DNA. Here are their dental records. Here's what they look like. Here are the characteristics of that child. So I can tell you that's what the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children would recommend that each parent do.